Welcome to your A-Level Psychology Revision Podcast. I'm your study tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most thought-provoking studies on the entire OCR specification, Bocchiaro, Zimbardo, and Van Lang, published in 2012. The study is called Disobedience and Whistleblowing, and I promise you, by the end of this episode, you'll not only understand it inside out, but you'll also know exactly how to write about it in your exam to pick up every available mark. So let's get started. First, let me set the scene. Why does this study matter? Well, psychology has long been fascinated by obedience, why ordinary people follow orders, even when those orders are harmful. Milgram showed us in 1963 that people would administer what they believed were dangerous electric shocks simply because an authority figure told them to. But Bocchiaro and colleagues asked a different question. What about the people who don't obey? And what about those rare individuals who go even further, who actively report wrongdoing? Those are the whistleblowers. And that's what makes this study so unique and so relevant to the real world. Now, let's get into the core concepts. You need to know these cold for your exam. The study was conducted at VU University Amsterdam in the Netherlands. The sample consisted of 149 undergraduate students. That's your key number, 149. They were predominantly psychology students, which is important when you're evaluating the sample's representativeness. This is not a general population sample, and examiners will penalize you if you describe it as one. Here's how the procedure worked. Participants arrived at the lab and were given what researchers call a cover story. This is a deceptive scenario designed to make the situation feel real. The cover story told participants that they were going to hear about a sensory deprivation study being conducted by another researcher. The experimenter explained that this other study involved prolonged isolation, darkness, and silence, and that it had already caused significant psychological distress in participants, including hallucinations and severe anxiety. Crucially, the experimenter said this study had been condemned by the university's research committee, but it was going ahead anyway. Then came the key request. The experimenter asked the participant to write a statement supporting this harmful research, essentially to help recruit future victims. The experimenter then left the room, leaving the participant alone with a decision to make. And here's where it gets really interesting. Participants had three options. Option one, obey. Write the supportive statement as requested. Option two, disobey. Refuse to write the statement, but do nothing else. Option three, whistleblow. Use the forms left in the room to report the unethical study to the research committee. Now, before the main study ran, Bocchiaro asked a separate group of 138 people, including psychology students and staff, to predict what they would do in this situation. And here's the shocking finding that you absolutely must memorize. The predictors estimated that only 3.6% of people would obey. They thought the vast majority, nearly everyone, would either disobey or whistleblow. People massively overestimated their own moral courage. The actual results? Completely different. 76.5% of participants obeyed. They wrote the statement supporting the harmful research. Only 14.2% disobeyed. They simply refused. And just 9.4% whistleblew, they actually reported the unethical study to the research committee. Let that sink in. People predicted 3.6% would obey. The actual figure was 76.5%. That gap, between what we think we do and what we actually do, is called the obedience gap, and it's the heart of this study. Now, the researchers also used a personality questionnaire called the HICSECO-PI-R. HICSECO stands for Honesty, Humility, Emotionality, Extroversion, Agreeableness, Conscientiousness, and Openness to Experience. The researchers hypothesized that personality traits, particularly honesty, humility, might predict whether someone would disobey or whistleblow. But here's a critical finding that candidates frequently get wrong in exams. The HICSECO-PI-R scores did not significantly predict behavior. Personality traits did not explain who obeyed and who didn't. This is a really important point because it directly challenges the dispositional hypothesis, the idea that it's the type of person you are that determines your behavior. Instead, the findings support the situational explanation. It's the power of the situation, not your personality, that drives obedience. This connects directly to the social area of the OCR specification. The core assumption of the social area is that human behavior is significantly influenced by situational factors, the social context, the presence of authority, the norms of the environment. Bocchiaro's findings support this beautifully. Even when participants knew the research was harmful, even when they had the tools to report it, the majority still obeyed. The situation, the authority of the experimenter, the institutional setting of a university lab overrode individual moral reasoning. Now, let's talk about exam technique and the most common mistakes candidates make. Mistake number one, confusing disobedience with whistleblowing. These are not the same thing, and examiners will not award marks if you conflate them. Disobedience means refusing to comply with the request. You don't write the statement. Whistleblowing means actively reporting the wrongdoing to an authority. You use the forms to contact the research committee. Whistleblowing is a much more courageous and active form of resistance. Remember, disobedience is passive resistance. Whistleblowing is active resistance. Mistake number two, saying that personality predicted behavior. It didn't. The Hexaco Pi R showed no significant relationship with actual behavior. If you write, participants with high honesty humility were more likely to whistleblow, you will lose marks. The correct statement is that personality traits did not significantly predict behavior, which supports situational over dispositional explanations. Mistake number three, describing the sample as the general population. It was 149 undergraduate students from VU University Amsterdam. This matters enormously for your evaluation of generalizability. You should argue that the sample is androcentric if it was predominantly male, and that it lacks population validity because students may respond differently to authority than working adults who have real-world experience of institutional power. Now let's talk about evaluation. This is where AO3 marks live, and they're worth 35% of your total marks on this topic. For strengths, the study has high internal validity because it used a standardized procedure. Every participant received the same cover story, the same request, and the same options. This means we can be confident that differences in behavior were due to the experimental manipulation, not extraneous variables. You should also credit the use of the Hexaco Pi R as a strength. It allowed researchers to measure personality systematically and scientifically, adding rigor to the investigation. For weaknesses, the most important one is ecological validity. The task, writing a statement in a lab setting, bears little resemblance to real-world whistleblowing scenarios. In the real world, whistleblowers face job loss, social ostracism, and legal consequences. The low stakes of a lab study mean participants may have behaved differently than they would in a genuine workplace dilemma. This limits the mundane realism of the study. Ethics is another key evaluation point. The study used deception. Participants were told a false cover story. However, when evaluating ethics, you need to go beyond simply saying deception is wrong. Examiners want you to apply a cost-benefit analysis. The cost was temporary psychological stress caused by the moral dilemma. The benefit was significant scientific knowledge about why people fail to report wrongdoing, knowledge that has real-world applications for organizations trying to create cultures of transparency. The researchers did debrief participants fully afterwards, which partially mitigates the ethical concerns. For Section C application questions, where you apply psychological knowledge to a scenario, Bocchiaro is perfect for explaining why employees fail to report misconduct in organizations. You can argue that situational factors, such as the power of management authority and fear of consequences, override individual moral values, just as the institutional authority of the experimenter overrode participants' moral judgments in the lab. Now let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. Cover your notes and try to answer these. Question 1. How many participants were in the Bocchiaro study? That's 149 undergraduate students at VU University Amsterdam. Question 2. What percentage of participants actually obeyed? 76.5%. Question 3. What percentage did the predictors think would obey? Just 3.6%. Question 4. What are the three behavioral options participants had? Obey, write the statement. Disobey, refuse to write. Whistleblow, report to the research committee. Question 5. Did the Hexaco Pi R personality scores predict behavior? No, there was no significant relationship between personality and behavior. Question 6. What does Hexaco stand for? Honesty, humility, emotionality, extroversion, agreeableness, conscientiousness, openness to experience. Question 7. What area of the OCR specification does this study belong to? The social area. How did you do? If you got all 7, you're in excellent shape. If you missed any, go back and review those specific points. Let me leave you with a quick summary. Bocchiaro et al., 2012, is a landmark study in the psychology of disobedience and whistleblowing. It demonstrates the enormous power of situational factors, specifically institutional authority, to produce obedience even when people know the situation is morally wrong. The shocking gap between predicted behavior, 3.6% obedience, and actual behavior, 76.5% obedience, reveals a fundamental human tendency to underestimate how much situations control our actions. The failure of personality traits to predict behavior further undermines the dispositional hypothesis and supports the social area's core assumption. For your exam, remember the three key behaviors, the precise statistics, the Hexaico finding, and the distinction between disobedience and whistleblowing. Master those, and you'll be picking up marks right across AO1, AO2, and AO3. Thanks for listening. Good luck with your revision. You've got this.